Chris and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
I wish you could smell me right now.
I feel like I shouldn't.
I mean, you know, social distancing and, you know, the fact that, you know, we're married.
I'm here and you're there.
Yeah, and we're married to separate people and, you know, we're coworkers and all that stuff. But that aside,
lots of reasons.
I wish you could smell me because I feel like I smell good. It's one of those, I'm having a good smell day.
Okay.
Do you ever have a good...
Did you do anything different to affect your smell?
Well, my wife got me some, like, 3-in-1 soap. And I like it. So it's like it's shampoo.
3-in-1 soap?
Yeah, it's shampoo, body wash, and beard stuff all in one.
Oh, wow. I really thought that they largely made that for children. But no, they make that for dudes. That's great.
Apparently they
do. What a time saver.
And now my life is complete. I don't have to worry about like picking up bar soap and shampoo and all wasting all of that precious time. It's
now. Wait, I'm asking, do you also condition the hair?
No.
Or is that also in there?
No, definitely conditioner is not included in this 3-in-1 bar. However, that would make it a 4-in-1 bar and even better if there was conditioner. No, it's
right.
It does leave my hair not as shiny and bouncy. However, I don't feel like that's as big a deal to me as it is maybe it would be to you.
Okay, yeah. No, it's important to condition the hair.
But
that's an extra step you should probably take.
Kelly, the important thing, and I think you're glazing over the fact, is that I smell good. Yes.
Gotcha. That's great. Well, that is what kind of a smell? Can you describe the smell?
Oh, it's
is
man.
Is it like man of the woods?
It's like lumberjack, man, like everything that you want out of a man.
So this is not Chocolate Axe body spray.
No,
this is more
it's
like
not Chocolate
Musky Man. Okay. But,
well, I don't even know if it's musky. I don't know. I am not a professional describer of scents. Like, I would be bad at telling you what a wine tastes like or what a cologne smells like. You know, when you read those descriptions where it's like, you know, hint of vanilla with a musky afterglow, and you're like, I would not be good at that. So
you smell clean.
All I know is I smell like a clean man.
That's great.
And I wish
a clean man is a good smell.
And I wish, I wish that you,
I'm upset I can't enjoy it.
I know.
Yeah.
And I feel like you would be able to enjoy it from a distance if we were both broadcasting from, you know,
it would waft across the divider.
Yes.
Yeah, and make it to my side and I would be able to enjoy it. Yeah,
I think it would.
Yeah.
I think it would.
Well, see if, you know, you can fan some of it towards Shelby County and I'll let you know.
All right.
I mean,
we can always do that, I suppose. So anyways.
I mean, I've got my husband's man smell.
Yeah.
He's got the shower. That's nice.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's, I don't know if it's similar or not, but yeah, I bet that's, maybe
he does not have the 3-in-1 bar. He has separate products. Smelling nice, though.
You know what? Maybe I should talk to him about the 3-in-1 bar.
Maybe. I'll hook you guys up after the show.
I mean, maybe.
You guys can
maybe
talk about soap.
Maybe he's missing out.
Maybe.
Listen, again, somehow we find ourselves into talking about guy body wash soap. The start of 6 o'clock, you know, but here we are.
Well, yeah, you know what? It's relatable. Hashtag relatable. Maybe there are some men out there that were unaware that things on planet Earth like 3-in-1 soap exist. This is important information.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though?
Such a time saver.
Right, right. All right.
Hygiene. Hygiene corner.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I feel like... that's an important start to the show there.
Hey, one other thing. I was unaware. Did you know that we had our Tinder code? Did you take care of that? On our text line? We got our Tinder code texted to us. So I just wanted to know, make sure that you
What are you on?
Do you need to verify an account?
Are you on Tinder, Kelly? And
I don't know.
Are you sneaking?
But I kind of need to know who is.
Are you sneaking?
we got a Tinder code, so right. I'm wondering where we need to update the profile, what our picture is, what's happening. Do we have a date lined up for the weekend?
Yeah, someone had texted us on our request line at 502-571-9970 about our Tinder code. So, all right.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Well, there it is.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Good.
So much to do.
So much. All right. So, yeah, we do have a lot to get to here on the show. Everything from setting the bar stories, phone tap, a brand new phone tap coming up, and a chance at $1,000 today with Karen's Cash. Okay, Kelly K, what do you got?
I feel like we should start with a bucket list, right?
Bucket list, sure.
So, Vivian Millie Bailey.
She sounds lovely.
She's a 102-year-old World War II veteran from Maryland. Being featured on the American Hero Channel's Honor Flight Heroes, was asked by producers if there was a bucket list item that she had never crossed off.
Okay.
Her answer was that she had been thinking for a long time about skydiving.
What?
Yeah. She was inspired by President W. going skydiving when he was 90. President George H.W. Bush. So it was amazing. 102 years old. And she's jumping out of a perfectly fine airplane.
That's Miss Millie jumping out of a plane 2 miles above the ground and traveling at more than 120 miles per hour.
Oh.
Millie and her instructor landed safely. Here's what she thought about it.
How was your jump?
It was wonderful. A real thrill.
It was a real thrill.
Oh my God. I would have said a poop my pants. That's what
I would have said. Kelly, you know what's amazing?
What?
Is Vivian, Millie Vivian, at 102 years old, we now have audio of the first time she ever saw a man naked.
It was wonderful. A real thrill.
It is amazing.
Man.
How a lot of life's experiences sound like that.
I tell you what, and you know, and you know, at 102 years old, she's seen some stuff.
What a day. What a day.
What a day.
You should see her story. We'll tweet it.
Okay.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
It was wonderful. A real thrill.
Wow. Good stuff there. Thank you, Kelly.
I love it.
That was arousing. All right. Feel good every hour throughout the morning. Kelly, you just had a birthday, but I didn't know if you knew this, but you could have rented out the entire AMC movie theater for about $100.
Now, are they doing that locally? Because I looked on the site yesterday. I didn't see anything about it.
Oh, nothing locally? Well, I saw that they are doing it. They are basically saying, hey, you are going to be able to use the entire auditorium for about $100. And, you know, depending on your needs, you know, as much as $350. But yeah, I mean, you and 20
up to
friends,
like 20 people.
Yeah, right. And you get
if you add on the snacks and all the stuff, and also depending on the movie, that can affect the price as well. But it's such a cool idea to try to recoup the cost, because there are a lot of cities where movie theaters still are not open.
Right.
So,
well, and even
it's a really cool idea.
Yeah. And even the ones that are open, a lot of them are not at 100% capacity. So, and Hollywood isn't pumping out movies. So, I mean, then there's that
too. There's not a lot. There's a new Liam Neeson movie out. That was a top movie at the box office with $3.7 million.
Yeah.
Very different from what the box office used to be.
Yeah. And I think that I saw something where the box office, hasn't seen a $3 million number one since like 2009 or something. I mean, it was more in the recent past than I would have expected, but it was, but it's probably been over 10 years. So anyways, that is an option if you guys are wanting to rent out an entire movie theater. I mean, we've done that as a radio station for like movie premieres. We've rented out the, certainly hasn't been $100.
The price has dropped a little bit.
It's dropped just a little bit. All right.
You can see it. It's up on WDJX.com.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. And this time we go to Florida for this one, Kelly.
Okay, I love it.
All right. So
lovely this time of year.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without going 50 miles an hour over the speed limit in your rental car, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is frowned upon.
Okay, so Mr. Palacios out of Florida, his excuse when he told officers who had then pulled him over that the Porsche 911 Turbo is a fast car and cannot go slow after burning out away from a stoplight.
Ah, yeah, well, you know, like, hey, officer, look at the car. He's rented a Porsche, by the way?
I know. I didn't know you
what
could.
What car rental company is renting out Porsches? That's fun.
Right? So his excuse was, listen, once you peel out, you can't go slow.
You got to let her breathe.
You got to open this puppy up and let her go.
Let the big dog eat the road.
Yeah. So then they discovered after booking him that, oh, yeah, the Porsche was a rental. So, okay. Again.
If, well, you know, did he pay for it? At least he didn't steal it.
Oh, well, yeah, you're plus, right. Look at that. You know? This is a bright side.
Exactly. he gave money to rent the car. He just probably should have followed the law once he had the car.
I mean, we are assuming all of this is accurate. So,
right.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, going 50 miles an hour over the speed limit in your rental, in your rented Porsche, you're doing okay.
Dang, what a joyride.
What a joyride. That's that's Florida making the show. All right. Every single hour we give you feel-good stories. Kelly Kay.
There is a job opportunity maybe you should know about.
Oh, okay.
Salary of $52,000 per year.
Nice.
It's a Scotland-based cookie maker hiring a master biscuiteer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is your job. Are you ready for the job description?
I'm ready.
You get to taste test their new confections.
Okay.
Yes, I'm talking about chocolate chip cookies, Ben Davis. I'm talking about dark chocolate gingers. I'm talking about shortbread rings, Viennese whirls.
Oh.
They're hiring a full-time cookie-eating person, master biscuiteer. With cherry on top, free cookies, 35 days of vacation, free parking on site, and access to free online workout classes, the job posting says. All of that.
Wow. All right.
Here's the criteria. You have to have finely tuned taste buds, which I'm not entirely sure what exactly the process is to go through to have finely tuned taste buds or to begin tuning up your taste buds. Not sure.
Yeah.
But you have to have a talent for baking as well.
Oh, wow.
That's it. And maybe... I don't know if you have to live in Scotland or not. I'm not entirely sure. But it's a Scotland-based company, so I'm guessing yes.
I don't know. I don't know what all the criteria is, but here's a start. Good luck.
But it sounds pretty great. I mean, what a great gig is that, right?
That's nice.
I mean, it's a lot of perks. 35 days of vacation, free cookies, on-site parking. I mean, hello, free workout classes. I mean, I don't think I'd do that, but I'd eat the cookies.
Yeah, let's not get crazy here.
Right? It was nice they want to offer it.
Yeah, that's lovely. That's lovely.
I'm going to tweet it out. This could be your dream job.
Oh, great. Dream job. Here
great
we go.
Great Scott. Yes, all that.
All right, wonderful.
That's good.
Thanks.
That's feel good.
All right, there you go. That's your feel good. Do them every hour. It's 502 Chili Week. So if you're kind of a fan of the chili, which we've had the show before, is chili a soup or a stew, right?
I feel like we've debated that.
We've debated that before. And I've recently...
Did the meat have anything to do with it?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's meat in minestrone soup, right?
Maybe.
And there's meat in wedding soup, right?
Not sure.
It's like... Okay. It's like...
Never had it.
Never have?
If it's not chicken noodle or tomato, I kind of don't eat it.
Oh my gosh. You have the palate of a four-year-old.
Golly. When it comes to soup, yeah. Okay. I haven't been a big soup eater.
Okay.
I've had chowder.
All right.
Like clam chowder.
Well, and there's meat in clam chowder.
All right.
All right. So anyways, and I've recently seen the whole debate pop up of do you have spaghetti noodles and chili together? Is that a combination? And
I feel like, didn't Skyline make that a combination? That's legal, right?
Yeah, and I feel like you're either for it or against it. Kind of like you're either for pineapple on pizza or you're against it. And I'm and I'm here to say, listen, if you enjoy it, eat it. Like, I don't care.
Sure.
I'm not going to be triggered by it.
And wasn't a thing like where peanut butter sandwiches were also a nice pairing for the chili? Is that, did I make that up too?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever heard
that. Is that a thing? I feel like that's a thing.
Now, grilled cheese maybe, but grilled cheese you can pair with just about anything. Am I right?
You can. Yes. 100%. Also very good with tomato soup.
Listen, I'm about to bust a grilled cheese hack on you.
Okay.
Okay? Life hack grilled cheese. Do this and you will never regret your choice to make a grilled cheese sandwich ever again. You ready?
Mayonnaise on the bread?
No. Pair any cheese, any bread style, and a jam or jelly together and grill it up.
You're grilling jam?
Yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, you put it like you're making a peanut butter sandwich, but exclude the peanut butter and put cheese there instead. So any cheese
and jelly?
Yes. I'm telling you, it's a hack, this Kelly.
Interesting.
Oh, sorry.
It sounds like logistically difficult to do. Like, sounds gooey, messy. I don't know if those flavors are supposed to go together. I'm
sorry.
Confused.
I forgot I was talking to the person that has the taste palate of a toddler. So,
I'm telling you, not as sophisticated apparently as you.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Grilled cheese.
I'm just saying. Try it today. Put cheddar and put like strawberry jelly and grill it up.
I don't know.
And it'll be great. You know, make sure you put the butter on the either sides of the bread.
I'm not sure. I just, listen, I like to toast. I like to toast my PB&J.
Of course you do.
Like, I toast the bread first, and then I make the PB&J.
Gourmet.
And just a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Look at you.
I feel
gourmet.
Like I'm fancy when I do that. But I don't know if I can go as far as to do cheese and jelly. Like,
yes.
What is that?
I'm telling you, it's a chef hack. And more chef tips, DM me. And I'll give you more chef tips here from Ben. I didn't know you guys would get it so triggered about grilled cheese, but here we are. So my hack was that you can pair any jelly with any cheese and any bread and grill it up, and it's delicious. You get a little bit of that savory, a little bit of that sweet. I'm telling you, trust me on that.
I just don't know.
Christina says, I don't know, Ben. I've made grilled peanut butter and jelly, and it was delightful. I'm not doing cheese and jelly. And then she says, you're going to have to give us another tip. We're not falling for this one. Listen.
Yeah, see, I'm not on board with it either. I just don't see it. I don't.
I mean,
like, I've had brie and jelly on crackers. That's delightful.
Do that.
Not like...
Like, you can put brie on the bread, too, and put jelly. And how about you start there? No, start there. Do a rustic bread, like a sourdough bread. Oh, I'm way beyond your toddler
palate. You're talking
about
shopping and aisles that I'm not familiar with. Like,
they don't
specialty counters. If they don't have it near the shredded cheese, probably not buying it.
Okay, all right. Sorry. Jared rolls in and he's all like, hey, you got to try grilled peanut butter, banana, and bacon. Yeah, I said it. All right.
Oh, wow.
I'm ready to do that.
That sounds aggressive, but it's got bacon, so I feel like that's safe. Bacon makes me feel better.
Bacon makes it all better. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you can put bacon on grilled cheese, too. That works. Bacon and tomato on grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, that is very good. Okay. You know what? Oh, Panera has a really good one. And they pair it up with the tomato soup.
Okay, you and your... Okay. So, okay.
It's really good.
If I get you in a nutshell, it's tomato soup or chicken noodle soup or go home.
Yeah.
And grilled cheese is Kraft singles on white bread.
Yep.
Okay. Pieces. All right. Two pieces because you're going crazy. All right.
Because it's meaty.
Right, meaty. You know? Sure. Thank you. All right, coming up, phone tap. We got to move past grilled cheese talk. This is This is not the conversation of award-winning radio here, Kelly. Having conversations about grilled cheese in morning drive is
relatable.
This is not winning us any ratings awards.
All the right. if the world was ending, you come over right.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Jack wrote to us, said my buddy Tom is an insurance salesman. He stays off social media and has a real problem with people who waste time.
Oh.
He really is a great guy. Does have a sense of humor. I'd love it if you guys could come up with a little phone tap for his birthday.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Tom, and welcome to your phone tap.
Thank you for calling Church. This is Tom. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm sorry. You said your name was Tom?
Yes, this is Tom speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Tom. It's Robert Hassenpepper. I think I forgot to pay my premium this month. Is that something that we can take care of here? You can look up for me?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. Do you have your account number in front of you?
Oh, hang on a second. I just picked up my Starbucks order. I have to Instagram it, or it didn't happen, am I right?
Okay. You just tell me your name. I can start looking up your...
Well, I don't have that information in front of me right now. Could I DM it to you on the Twitter or something? Would that be possible?
DM? Sorry? What, yeah, no, just the last name and your social, or the last four of your social. I can start with that.
Well, hang on a quick second. I got to tweet this out. insurance guy... giving me the runaround. Hashtag give me a break.
Okay. all right. Hello. All right. Let's start over. I can do your name, phone number. You start with your address.
Are you following me on the Twitter? It's at Mr. Hassenpants.
No, I'm not following. I'm first of all, I'm not following you. Second of all, what?
Well, I guess you could just look me up on LinkedIn or something like that.
I don't even know what LinkedIn is. Just give me your damn name, please. What is your name? What is your last name? What is your last name and your phone number?
Hang on a second. I got to tweet something real quick.
No, stop tweeting.
Does
I'm
anyone ever
you.
Grow up thinking I want to be an insurance guy?
This is a complete waste of my time.
Hang on a second. I just need to post another pic of this latte on my story. Oh, my gosh.
Sir, are you actually calling about... your account.
Don't you just love the look of a fresh latte? Work of art.
Take your time at Starbucks and call back when you're prepared with your account number and any information that's relevant to your case here.
Well, maybe I should just text your buddy Jack for help.
As long as I get the information.
Tom, your buddy Jack set you up for a phone tap for your birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX. He was telling us how anti-social media you are.
Nice job. Yeah, no, I... yeah, I sort of recognize about half of those terms. well done. Nice job.
Thank you. At Mr. Hassenpant, you follow?
Oh, my goodness. Could you, like, hear the steam coming out of his ears right now? Like, oh, my God, just give me your name.
Hang on a second. This latte is a work of art. I got to post on my story. That's your phone tap on 99.7 D. Looking for a high of 70 today as the rain slowly leaves the area, but going to get up to about 80, maybe even low 80s by Wednesday and Thursday before it drops back into the low 60s. So just a little quick blast of late summer there later in the week, according to Wave 3 new storm tracking team. So that's not bad, right?
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Hey, coming up, a little setting the bar story. These are stories that we set the bar for your day very low as opposed to very high.
Right. It's a little hurdle you can jump over successfully, call it a win for the day.
There you go. This involves two of Kelly's favorite things, I'll say.
Ooh, Ryan Reynolds and chocolate?
Ooh, close. Nakedness and ranch.
Yeah, nakedness. That's so great. Those were next on the list.
Those are all right. That's coming up. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Involved two of Kelly's, I'm going to say, top five things.
Okay, so we've ruled out Ryan Reynolds and chocolate.
Yep, we're going to go ranch and nakedness.
Yeah, nakedness.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked and covering yourself in ranch, dressing to go shopping, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's typically not what you should wear to the store.
No, convenience store in Kansas, police were called when a, okay, drugs are bad, kids, 17-year-old was doing just that.
Deputies say they responded to a call about a disturbance, found a 17-year-old man naked, covering himself in ranch dressing and causing damage to that business. Authorities say they believe he was under the influence.
Yep, under the influence, and not just a prank, as I thought initially. I'm like, 17 years old, kid's doing it on a dare, because hashtag, I would have done the same.
He left the deli, but then crashed his car into a pillar close by. He was taken into custody and then to the hospital, where he was released to his parents.
Yeah, so hopefully he's doing better now. But, man, again.
My son, Ben.
But, like I said, drugs are bad. I thought at first when I saw this story that this was a, like, hey, I dare you, go inside that convenience store, undress, douse yourself in ranch
and, also bad,
and act crazy. And see, on a dare, maybe a 17-year-old, I don't know, that's in the wheelhouse.
Because I mean, what is the payoff, though? Like, what kind of payoff do you require to do something like that?
See, here's the thing. Like, as a 17-year-old, and I think back to when maybe I would have been that age, I don't know if I would have even discussed the payoff before agreeing to do something like that.
Oh, you just would have done it?
I would have been, okay. That sounds fun. Let's go ahead and do that.
All right. Is anybody going to get this on video? Wow.
So again, okay. Small example of what not to do. Don't get naked, douse yourself in ranch, and go to a convenience store. Okay.
Oh, he's grounded forever.
Yep, there you go.
Forever and forever.
And you can be just like Susan Mills Gabler yesterday, who picked up $1,000.
No way. Seriously?
Yes way!
That's her laughing all the way to the bank.
Get museum into the website, okay? Museum. Good luck with that.
M-U-S-E-U-M.
There you go. Museum.
Museum.
WDJX.com. Click win, and you are in for $1,000 of Karen's cash here on 99.7 DJX. All right. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Kelly K.
Well, this starts off kind of super scary. So a teacher in California witnessed a man breaking into a home while two teenage students were still logged on for remote learning.
Oh, gosh.
So she was a German teacher. She said, I was just watching their faces. I could see their faces go from concern to panic.
Oh.
So they started screaming for help. Teacher calls 911, stayed online with them until police got there. And according to police, this guy got in through the front window, started running through the house, was saying he didn't want to take anything or hurt anybody, and then, like, was caught later at the neighbor's. But super scary situation, because the mom wasn't home at the time of the break-in.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But she was grateful that the teacher was online with them. And she posted about it on Facebook saying, thank you, Mrs. Peterson, for staying logged in to help my kids by calling 911 and giving them protection and comfort they needed at that moment, even though you were miles away.
Man, teachers do a lot more than teach.
Absolutely. So that story's out of California. We'll tweet it out. You can see the whole thing at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good every single hour throughout the morning here.
Could break my heart.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. The Karen's cash. We're definitely getting the manager called on us for this one. Apparently, museum is not working. We are figuring that out right now.
Oh, no. Did we spell museum wrong? Because that's typically the case when the words don't work. It's because we misspelled it in the system.
We're going to get the manager called on us for sure. We're checking.
Who is responsible for putting in the words?
We're checking on this. Okay. So anyways, let's museum is what we're still going to say, because at some point this hour, it's going to work.
Wait. Did we flip the E and the U?
I don't know.
Did you try that?
I haven't tried it. I'm just trusting what people are texting us. So anyways.
Okay.
$1,000 could be yours if we spell the words correctly, getting them into the system.
God, did we spell Louisville right last hour?
Know.
Did we?
I don't know. I would have to think we do. So anyways, it is Karen's Cash, brought to you by Campbellsville University of Louisville. 99.7 DJX. So I guess Thursday, 8 o'clock, JCPS are going to decide whether or not the athletics are going to continue throughout the rest of the year. As COVID cases continue to rise, this is always a fun conversation. As Superintendent Marty Polio said yesterday, that the Thursday decision will be based on state public health guidance. And as we're inching near red, the guidance says sports are going to be a no-no if we hit that red. So anyways, Thursday, 8 o'clock. Now, what does that mean for, like, sports that are already scheduled for this weekend? Those will still go on as planned. But if that is the case, then I guess their guidance on Thursday is what is going to be. So, yeah, let's hope that that doesn't happen, that we continue to, you know, move forward instead of stall and move backwards. That's not what we want to do.
That's not what we need.
No. So, anyways, a little update for you there. 99.7 DJX. And yeah, I guess, like, we'll figure out this whole museum thing. You know, you say museum, we say museum. We'll figure it out. And then,
but try misspelling it, see if it works.
But then what if we correct it, then I don't want to say if you got it right.
Does it kick the entries out?
I have no idea.
How does that work?
Anyways, it would also help if we knew our own contests. WDJX.com.
Hey, remember when we used to just take, like, caller number 9? You remember that?
No, that was a long time ago.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
Be caller number 9 and wait right now.
Yeah, then you'd get busy signals all the time, too. So, you know,
yeah.
There's no perfect way to give you $1,000. We're just trying. So, all right. So there you go. WDJX.com. We'll get that all figured out.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, setting the bar. Man, if there's one thing 2020 has taught us, it's that people don't know when their mic and or camera is on or off in Zoom meetings.
Is this another Zoom fail? Another one?
Yes.
This is staggering another how many we have.
Setting the bar story coming up. About 10 minutes on 90. Every day we give you setting the bar stories, which, you know, helps to set the bar for your day very low. So regardless of what happens today, you can look back on this moment and say, hey, look, at least I didn't do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And when you have a Zoom meeting, particularly keep these things in mind.
Yeah. Three big things that I can see as being red flags with this setting the bar story. If you can.
Okay, I'm going to write them down.
Okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without having your camera on, your mic on, and having special alone time while on that Zoom call, you're doing okay.
That would be the first two were fine. The first two were fine.
It's when
the third one made them bad.
Yeah, it's when you insert that third red flag. That's the bad part.
CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin has been suspended from The New Yorker following an incident where he reportedly exposed himself during a Zoom call with employees of the magazine and WNYC radio.
Okay, so listen, there are so many wrong things with this, but what? Okay, so obviously, the big picture is, yes, let's not have our camera and mic on and be doing that on a Zoom call. But the other part is, why are you doing it during a conference call?
Seriously, listen, that is the thing. That is multitasking.
That is
in a way that I don't think you should be multitasking.
Kelly, it's called special alone time because it's supposed to be special and it's supposed to be alone time.
Well, yes, and it should be not when a conference call is going on. Maybe. No, maybe we wait until after the conference call. It's maybe a reward for getting through.
Reward. You know what? That was a tough conference call. Reward. Guess what I'm going to do? Spend some special alone time.
Listen, some of them can be long. They're not always fun.
Oh, my gosh.
You need a reward. Like, you did a good job.
Listen.
Paying attention.
Disconnect the call. When the mood hits, sure. And I feel like most adults, people, can have a some sort of
sense of restraint.
Sense of restraint when that yes. urge hits you. But
yes, or if you know, then you can say, lost power at the house.
Yes!
Internet connection was dropped. All sorts of technical issues that they will never be able to know if it's true or not.
Right. I mean, if the urge hits you and you just have to investigate what that feeling is. Then you click disconnect on the Zoom call.
Just hit boop. Just hit the button to disconnect. Boop. I don't know what happened. The call dropped. I don't know.
I don't know if he's looking at his schedule and he's like, okay, this Zoom call is running late. I'm already late for my special alone time. There's no way I'm going to be able to squeeze that in between this and my other conference call I got a little bit later. But okay. So again, let us just say if 2020 has taught us anything, it's how to use the camera and the microphone on our computer and or our phones, right?
Yeah. And let's leave alone time for when we're really truly alone. Let's, please.
Please, please, please. Please. All right. So setting the bar.
Like, what is the next meeting going to be like? That he is a part of.
They're like, all right, I'm going to bring this meeting to order. Jeff, keep it in your pants this time, okay?
Jeff, are we good?
Are we good?
Are we good to go? Jeff, give me a wellness check on Jeff. Show us your hands.
So, keep your hands where we can see them. Can we go back to the grilled cheese and chili talk?
This is like the third time. Wait, how much of the show are we dedicating to Cooking Corner
Kelly? If there's one thing we've learned, grilled cheese is a key to success on ratings for this morning show.
Oh, really? Are we seeing some rolling in?
I don't know. Okay. But Roxanne rolls in and says, hey, chili and grilled cheese was actually what we had for dinner last night. So now.
Perfect.
I have gas today.
Oh, that's not good.
She goes on.
She needs some Beano?
Funny elevator moment. Due to the coronavirus, we are limited to one person per elevator trip. So with that in mind, it should be safe to let one go in the elevator except for one thing.
Wow. You know, there's going to be somebody comes on right after you.
It stunk so bad that when I did it, even with the mask on, the elevator stopped about two floors down. Then this fella just jumps on. So I got off and just told him to have a great day. I mean, when you Dutch oven in an elevator and it shines through the mask, holy cow.
I wonder if she saw a reaction on his face. Soon as it hit him, because you know it hits you.
Yeah. Oh, it hits you. It hits you for sure.
It hits you. And you have to have a physical reaction sometimes when it's that potent.
When it's that potent, is that what you said?
Potent.
Potent. So thank you for that. Yeah, grilled cheese.
Oh, well. Grilled cheese. I love the sharing.
I love how just raw we can be with one another, right?
Yes, people feel comfortable to tell us things they probably wouldn't tell anybody else.
That's right. Kelly, can we go to Australia?
Good day, mate. Shrimp on the barbie.
Where, you know, you are on a slow news day when things like 40 escaped cows make the news. Oh, no, but we go one more. One of them gets trapped on a trampoline.
How does that happen?
Yep, from 9 News.
700 kilos and snug as a bug on a neighbor's trampoline.
Oh my gosh, there's a cow in this trampoline.
That's the neighbor. I love that.
Was he bouncing?
Her soundbite.
Oh my gosh, there's a cow in this trampoline.
Shelley Churchill woke at 2 a.m. this morning to find an unlikely intruder.
Yeah, so 2 o'clock in the morning, she hears some commotion.
In her mother's front yard.
We met some farmers at the corner of the roads and they'd say, yep, we've got all the cows, no problem. I said to my husband, let's go and check mum and dad's just in case. So we walked around the yard.
And?
And we discovered a cow stuck in the trampoline.
Yeah, so a cow literally stuck in the trampoline. They had to get one of those big construction equipment machines to take the cow out of the trampoline.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think that cow was spitting out some shakes after that? Do a little bouncy bouncy, shake it up. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. What? Yes,
I bet that's what happened, Kelly.
That's how milkshakes are made, right?
That's right. Enjoyed some milkshakes after that. Yes, this segment was about milkshakes.
Yep.
And cows in Australia.
I love it.
That's where we are.
That's awesome.
On 99.7 TJX. I feel like it's appropriate, Kelly. We started the show this way, that we wrap the show up this way, in that it's 99.7 TJX, and I still smell good, and I wish you could smell me.
Oh, great. I feel robbed, honestly.
You should.
I can't be in the same room to smell you.
I make, you know, you and I have worked in close quarters for many, many, many years, and I'm sure that I've made certain smells over the course of those years that aren't as pleasant as the way I smell right now.
True statement. I will say, among your better smells, for a while you were rocking the Chocolate Axe body spray, which I enjoyed.
I know, you did like
that. And now, today is your 3-in-1 soap?
Yes, 3-in-1, it's bar soap. So this is like a very new adventure for me, like using bar soap as a shampoo. But here we are.
Interesting.
I know.
Did you rub the bar like on your head directly, or do you lather up in your hands and then do that?
No, I put the bar right on my head.
Awesome.
I didn't need a middleman.
And then you said beard too, right? Yep. So you're just rubbing the bar all in your beard?
Just all up.
Did it get lost?
Up on the head. Why would you say that?
Well, it's pretty bushy.
Well, you know,
it's thick. It's girthy.
It's pandemic girth.
Yeah, you could rock a little ponytail.
Okay, great. So, grilled cheese and shower habits.
Yep.
That is stunning content. Success
really.
For winning radio.
We do have a meeting tomorrow with consultants to kind of like tell us what we're... Are we going to play that one for them?
Let's hope not.
Are we going to play this show and say, listen, what do you think of this stunning content?
Let's play...
You are on the right track.
That is a recipe for success if I ever heard it right there.
Yeah, buddy.
You just keep on keeping on. All right.
Yep. That's going to be the shortest meeting ever. They're going to be like, you know what? You guys are great. Meeting over.
Done and done. We're like, thank you. We knew it. All right. So if you missed anything on the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Everything from the phone taps to setting the bar stories, Florida made the show, Naked Ranch Boy. We had special Zoom time no-nos making the show.
Big no-nos.
Yeah, big no-nos. All
that's
that.
How not to multitask in the middle of the Zoom meeting.
I mean, I get it. You know, we're all pressed in to 1,000 different directions, but this is, it's called special alone time for a reason.
Yeah. No one needs to see that.
Okay. So we'll leave you with that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Another opportunity for to win some money with Karen's Cash on the way just after 10 o'clock. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.